Now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
Sounds like a plan to me. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Tag. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country. They hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Well, it ain't going to happen. In today's day, it's about radio on the go, the various devices, platforms, and ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody better to talk to you about it than Joe Spano, so I'm going to step out of the way.
Wow, that's an illustrious introduction, but you're right, Bob. There are a lot of ways. Take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via your devices. Most notably, the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, and Stitcher Smart Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of and perhaps a few you can't. All with a wealth of on-demand content and all with a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. And if you are one of those guys and girls serving this country, let me assure you, Joe and I, we're invested in this and we're very happy and proud to be a part of your day.
Very well said, Bob. Quickly, in the next segment, we'll set the table, start knocking things down. Just to give you a clue where we're starting, men's college basketball national finals is where we're starting. And then we'll move along from there. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat-screen TV, a high-capacity, ultra-quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice cut by Jackson.
And foul.
Penn Williams.
Hicks wanted to drive on Williams. Puts
it
up.
That?
Oh, wow.
That's what you need from that guy. Big time. Palm, hold, deliver. Don't force it if you're Goss.
Comes in. Blocked by Meeks. Barry
right
up ahead to Jackson. And he takes it down for the 5-point lead. Matthews off the mark. And this year, the confetti is going to fall for North Carolina. They're not going to be denied this time. Well, Bob, those are the highlights of the men's national final in college basketball that sees North Carolina triumph over Gonzaga in what was an exciting, hard-fought game, not necessarily a pretty game. The highlights are courtesy of CBS, Jim Nance, Bill Raftery, and very little Grant Hill.
Yeah, thank goodness.
On the call. And that, Grant's a friend of the show.
Watch it.
Yes, although it never stopped us. It never stopped us from insulting anybody. We pick on our friends of the show harder than we do anybody else. But
sometimes
that said, that's where we'll start. We'll continue with the college basketball focus after we're done with the men's national finals. And we'll roll into Patrick Ewing becoming the new head basketball coach of the Georgetown Hoyas. And then from there, the NFL is going to be the order of the day. As Tony Romo looks like he's finally going to get his release from the Cowboys, but instead of weighing his options and going to either Houston or Denver, he's decided to announce his retirement instead.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, with Houston and Denver, before we dive into basketball, you know, whatever draft pick Dallas was looking for, they didn't get offered to Dallas, and evidently Fox or CBS offered a better draft pick, and they're going to get Romo.
There you go. Very well said. And then at 40 after hour number two, we'll be joined by Jim Murphy from sportsbettingexperts.com. We'll go inside the numbers a little bit and try and get you that winning edge with Major League Baseball here, NBA and NHL playoffs right around the corner, Bob. So we'll do all of that. You know, we can also talk with him about UFC 210 and a whole lot more at 40 after hour number two. That's 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. But the place we have to start is the men's college basketball national finals. North Carolina Tar Heels, 71. Gonzaga Bulldogs, 65. The North Carolina Tar Heels, who came into this year as the favorites to win the national title. After all the potholes and all the pitfalls and all the ups and all the downs, North Carolina Tar Heels find themselves as the champions of the college basketball world. Much to my shock, actually.
Well, I mean, I picked them. I picked them going up against Gonzaga. This year I happen to be right. You know, the previous 3 years I happen to be wrong.
I picked UConn, by the way.
Even going into the season, Joe, I did like the chances of North Carolina being there and you know, spoke about it openly in the fact that when you look at what happened to them last year, it was as heartbreaking a loss on the collegiate basketball level on that level that I've ever seen. It was, you know, you had the game locked and then the ultimate last second miracle shot goes down and you're looking at another team cut the nets. And that motivation alone, I thought, was going to carry them a long, long way with this basketball team who, very accurately, as you said, played an okay game the same way Gonzaga played an okay game. It's not Roy Williams' most talented bunch to ever hit the hardwood, but they are gritty. They are talented. They're not the most talented. And ultimately, they just had enough to overcome a very good Gonzaga team.
By the way, is Roy getting enough mileage out of that jacket? Roy's got a few bucks, right? Roy probably got a few bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, we would tend to assume, you know, you're the head basketball coach at North Carolina and have been for a number of years. And before that, you were the head basketball coach of the Kansas Jayhawks. So for 20 years plus, he's steadily been one of the highest paid college basketball coaches that there's been, right?
Fair assumption.
Is there not more than one Carolina blue sports coat made? Because he keeps wearing that those same two. There's that one, and then there's the one he wore for the national semifinals. I've come to the conclusion he has two sports coats.
Could be.
Now, I don't make Roy Williams money, but I probably have about 22 sports coats.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't have to wear a sports coat to work. So I'm amazed at how many miles he's getting. I hope he changes his underwear more often than he changes his sports coats.
You know something, Doris? Maybe it's the lucky socks. You know what I'm saying?
I'd go with that theory, except he doesn't wear it every game. Just seems to wear it like every other game.
Well, maybe. Yeah, but see, maybe during the course of the season when he alternated, they went on winning streaks where he could go back-to-back and a belly-to-belly, so he just does the two. I don't know, but I have noticed the same thing.
All right. Don't get me wrong. It's a nice jacket, and I have one not dissimilar, you know, in this day and age. And, of course, you know, we're going to go off the rails here, thanks to me. You know, the blue, you know, navies and medium blue check jackets are all the rave right now. And everybody has one in their wardrobe. It's just that some of us don't wear them every day.
Pretty much. Oh, my goodness. Did you see this breaking news?
What's that?
Oh, North Carolina and Gonzaga saw the ocean and they missed.
That's pretty good. While standing at a free throw line.
Yeah. Holy moly. Joe. To get us back to the game.
What now? Why would you do that?
It was a tight, competitive game down to the end where anybody could have won. Boy, it was far from a classic. And there were all kinds of intangibles in there. Everything from not being able to make a free throw to not being able to make a shot to not being able to stay out of foul trouble to the referees not interfering in the game and letting them play. There were no questionable coaching decisions, at least not any that I saw throughout the point of the game. But I certainly looked at this basketball game and thought to myself, well, you know something, there's 66 other teams that wish they were in this particular game because any of them could have beaten either of these two basketball teams in this given moment.
You know, Bob, it's interesting that you say that. You know, you watch this game move along, and in neither half did either team shoot particularly well. And yes, the defensive intensity was ramped up by both teams, but a lot of the offensive efficiency was just simply offensive efficiency. And the proof's in all the shooting numbers. Gonzaga shooting 34% from the field and 65% from the line, missing nine free throws. By the way, doesn't matter how good a defense you play, you're not harassing anybody when you're at the free throw line. This isn't the Harlem Globetrotters that right when you go to shoot a free throw, we pants you. You're standing there. We don't want to do anything. We're not throwing a bucket of confetti at you while you're shooting free throws. So missing free throws is inexcusable. And Carolina didn't shoot it any better. 35.6% from the field, an incredible 14.8% from deep, and 57.7% from the line. So, as you said, these two teams literally could have fallen out of boat and wouldn't have been able to find a way to hit water. They were that bad shooting the basketball. yes, I give credit to the defenses. I thought the defenses, both of them, and for Gonzaga to play good defense, that's not surprising. Sometimes the effort and efficiency of North Carolina on the defensive end of the floor, it's inconsistent, and it wanes, and it wanders. They played very, very good defense last night. But, you know, a lot of the shooting woes can't be chalked up to just that defensive efficiency. These offenses both were incredibly inefficient. And as good and exciting as well played as the national semifinals were, this game was hard fought. It was hotly contested. But I think both of us would agree it's far from a classic because it was not a well played, and you could make a case, not a well officiated basketball game either, that really had no flow or no pace, particularly in the second half.
Correct.
We'll pick it up right there next on The Attack.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
For a second there with the home security, I thought they stole Robert for a couple seconds. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spanner. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Hey, you know, the streets of San Francisco are rough.
You know, and I'm left to ask myself this obvious question. If they stole him, would anybody notice?
Yes, they would. We yeah. love Robert.
Okay. You know, right, Joe,
I'm the obnoxious one of the two on this show.
Today.
Most days.
But it's early. But it's early.
But you notice how nicely at the end of that segment I left you just enough time to say,
uh-huh.
That's what they call good radio. What you do is you come up with this great thought, you hang your partner out to dry and make sure you get it in before the break and leave him just enough time to say nothing.
Yeah, 13 years, no problem.
I'll figure it out at some point. So I would assume that you would want to reply to what I said.
Do I have a thought? Yeah. The game was okay. Joe, I mean, everything we talked about, we'll start to break it down a little more. But look, it neither team could shoot. The stats didn't lie, as you said. It they couldn't find water if they fell out of the boat. The officials got in the way. It was all of those things, all of them. And what I did appreciate yesterday was the fact that the announcers, and they were not reticent to say it how it was. You know, they in the first half, they kept trying to pump the game up, and they were looking for the electricity and, you know, to get the game in a flow and get it running. But as it got sloppier and sloppier, and particularly in the second half, as it got choppier and choppier, they were not afraid to say both teams were playing tight, both teams weren't making shots, and the officials needed to just get the hell out of the way and let these guys play. Neither team had a bitch with the officiating because it was equally bad for both teams. They called a lot of ticky-tack stuff. They didn't let them play on any physical level whatsoever. They called everything. And, you know, to me, it wasn't a particularly good job as far as that went. You know, did it change the game? Nah, not really, because both teams couldn't throw the ball anywhere other than out of bounds. And
Where could you throw it? Not in the basket.
Yeah, out of bounds. It's a poor shooting background. You just hit Roy Williams in the eye.
You know, and that's the funny thing. These 70,000-seat stadiums, they're terrible shooting eyes with the elevated court. Yeah, because you notice the benches are, you know, like below the floor. You know, they're eye level with the floor. You know, you're sitting on a bench, you're staring at sneakers. You know, these venues are terrible for basketball, but we got to cram 70, 80,000 people in there. It's a Final Four. Sell tickets. Yep. You know,
and it's terrible for both teams. So.
There's no excuse. It's not like it's terrible for one and it's not so bad for the other. It's terrible for everybody. It's also in some ways, you know, you buy a ticket to be a part of this event, and you find yourself watching the game on television because you have a seat in the building, but
the sight lines are
terrible for basketball. And the truth of the matter is you're so far away, it looks like ants building an anthill. You know, look at that little ant push that grain of sand up the hill. So you end up watching a game on television, which you could do at home for a lot less money.
Yeah.
But, that's the direction that sports goes in because, well, if you could sell 70,000 tickets instead of 20,000, what are you going to do? You sell 70,000, right?
Want my money, Jimmy.
Want my money. I cultivated this caper. No more nut. I won't be broke anymore. But anyway.
Mark Emmert got welcomed as warmly as Paul Tagliabue used to back in the good old days.
Yeah, he got the Roger Goodell treatment. What's the like? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know.
These guys that wear funny blazers, they're stuck in the dark ages. We both feel the same way about the NCAA. I mean, I find the funniest part of the NCAA now is the Committee on Infractions that just literally can't get out of their own way. You know, are we still waiting for a ruling on the Shabazz Muhammad deal with UCLA?
Yes, we are.
Because we never got one, did we?
Chris Webber.
And Shabazz Muhammad's like a six-year pro for the Minnesota Timberwolves now, and we're still waiting for sanctions to come down from the NCAA on his recruitment. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, yeah. Hey, what do you say we move to this game? Would you agree? We're talking about how sloppy this game was. Would you agree there was a little more flow in the first half than in the second half, and that the officiating was particularly tight and particularly quick whistles in the second half, as we saw both teams end up in the penalty with somewhere. Both teams ended up in a bonus with somewhere around 14, 15 minutes left in the second half.
Absolutely. You know,
and while the officiating was egregious on both ends, you know how when one team, well, obviously one team always loses and one team always wins, but you ever notice when you're able to find those particular calls that are egregious against the team that came up short? And I was able to do that. The offensive foul on Zach Collins, that was his fourth, right before the under 16.
Yep.
I wasn't crazy about that call. I didn't see that as an offensive foul. Neither did Grant Hill and neither did Raftery.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And you didn't either. So, you know, that's four pretty good basketball minds. Or at least three and, well, one pretty good basketball player. So, you know, that one was egregious in that it kind of changed the course of the game as all the bigs were getting into foul trouble. And Collins was playing another very, very good game. And that kind of hurt things for Gonzaga. And then the jump ball late in the game, where Kennedy Meeks clearly had his hand out of bounds and they missed it. And North Carolina retained possession and scored on that one. So from that standpoint, I can see people who are fans of Gonzaga or watch this game and might say that the officiating, not that it was slanted towards North Carolina, but a couple of those pivotal calls hurt Gonzaga in this one and may have been a difference in the game. I won't buy that for one simple reason. You made a great point. All in all, and by and large, the whistles were blowing on both sides. And both of these teams took the exact same number of free throws. Neither of them made very many of them. But, you know, so, and both of these teams were in the bonus with 14 minutes left in the second half. It wasn't like one was and one had two, and one only had two fouls where they weren't even close to the bonus. So while those two calls stand out, and they probably stand out, not only because they were wrong, but because Gonzaga lost, I'm not ready to pin Gonzaga's loss on these officials like some people are trying to. You're just not going to get that from me. It's just not accurate. These officials, you know, called this game too tight and didn't get out of the way on both sides of the basketball, and it resulted in a second half with zero flow.
Yeah, no, that's 100% accurate. And you know, again, for as sloppy as the game was, there was some players that either stepped up or didn't step up in key instances. You know, we talked about all the missed free throws and everything else. You know, our whipping boy, Isaiah Hicks, he came through when it mattered, Joe. It was invisible for most of the game, but he did come through when it mattered. And
North Carolina, he was invisible for most of the tournament.
Oh, agreed.
But he ends up with 13 points and nine huge boards, including three on the offensive end.
Yeah,
a couple of huge blocks. He was really, really strong in this game, along with Joel Berry.
But everything
his ankle with 2 days rest got a heck of a lot better, didn't it?
Yeah, no, it did. And but you know, with Hicks, almost everything happened in the back end of the game when it mattered.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you had to point to that. And the other guy too, and I thought actually he was going to get exposed in a big way when I saw the initial play, was Tony Bradley. And it wasn't so much with the points, but he got key rebounds. It looked like initially when Kennedy Meeks got in foul trouble and picked up that fourth foul, that Karnowski was just going to school him. I mean, you know, they got the ball down in the post a couple of times. Karnowski could not make a shot, and then they went away from it because Karnowski could not make a shot. If I'm going to point at any decision.
He was 1 from 8 from 4 feet in.
No. Right. But what I'm saying, though, is if I'm going to point at anything, you know, because this is a guy that came through for you big all year long. Joe, he could have dominated down in the low post against Bradley when Bradley was in there and forced Roy Williams to go to some other option or some other form of defense. I actually thought that was the key, and I'm not putting it on Mark Pugh, but I am putting it on Williams Goss in that they stopped trying to get the ball to him inside. I understand he wasn't making his shots, But the reality was, when he was using that little drop step in the paint, Bradley was always going in the wrong direction. You know, Karnaski just wasn't making his shots. But
yeah,
it seems to have gotten in his head
a little bit. And I understand what you're saying about keep feeding him. But if you watched how ugly his play was in the post.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed to have gotten in his head, and they alluded to it in the broadcast.
Yes, they did.
He seemed defeated and frustrated in some way about his inability to hit his shots. And I think that was one of the things that led to Nigel Williams-Goss going away from Karnowski. And we'll pick it up right there in our next segment. This is the Spano and Black Attack National Finals in the world of men's college basketball is the order of the day. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You suppose these gentlemen will be available to discuss business before long?
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, talking some college basketball here. We'll continue to do that as we wrap up our conversation on the national title game and get into a little Patrick Ewing. Joe, like I said before we went to the break, if I was going to point directly at anything, the pickup of the two guys from North Carolina picking up their teammates after, you know, as you said, one invisible throughout the tournament and the other one a reserve, albeit a good reserve. And Barry, you know, gutting it through on his ankles. And the lack of mental discipline of Karnowski to keep himself in the game and make sure that he was a force at the end of it, because there was so much opportunity with Kennedy Meeks on the bench to exploit that, and they didn't. And like I said, that first play when they went into him in the paint and he managed to miss from 4 feet and damn near missed the basket. You know, I looked at it and I said to myself, well, crying out loud, they could go to this for the next 5 minutes and Roy Williams is going to have to either put him back in or they're going to have to make some kind of an adjustment because Bradley just cannot handle him in the post. And they got away from it. I really thought his inability to convert cost them the basketball game.
It was a huge factor, Bob, and it did lead to them going away from Karnowski. You know, he lost his mental edge and he lost his confidence, and it's almost like a catcher getting the yips. You know, yeah. He just literally, he would get great post position, he'd make the right move, he'd get the perfect look, and couldn't get the ball to go down. And the frustration was palpable on him. And the shots were getting easier and easier, and the misses were getting uglier and uglier. And it caused Nigel Williams-Goss to go away from him. Right, wrong, or otherwise, that's what happened. But I get how you could say, Kennedy Meeks is in foul trouble now. Let's take advantage of our big seven-footer. You know, we have more size than they do. And when they get in foul trouble before we do, boy, we have an opportunity we can exploit. Your inability to exploit that went a very, very long way. And when I say your, I mean Gonzaga's inability to exploit that advantage went a long way in causing this defeat. Couple of other things. You know, we talked about Karnowski and his frustration. There were quite a few concentration lapses for Gonzaga that I didn't see for North Carolina. The way Gonzaga came out and started the second half,
yeah,
it's as though they thought there was another 10 minutes of halftime, because North Carolina came out down three to start the second half, very focused, made a couple of big defensive plays, while Gonzaga looked lost. That first turnover to start the second half, It was as if Gonzaga did not know the second half was starting.
Yep, that's true.
If everybody was standing around, next thing you know, North Carolina's got two. They turned it over the next trip as well. And again, Gonzaga was plagued by turnovers, 14 in all, with only 11 assists. That shows you poor ball movement, poor offensive execution to go with that terrible shooting. And those turnovers, see, ultimately what decides a game like this a lot of times, and you talked about Karnowski and not taking advantage of that. We talked about the fact that two guys that for much of this tournament have been invisible, Joel Berry, through the first five games of this tournament, had one good game against Butler. Other than that, he was putrid. Well, he wasn't putrid last night. 22 points, 4 for 13 from deep, 7 for 19 overall, 6 assists, only 1 turnover. And he was great on a defensive end as well. Justin Jackson, who really is just, you know, didn't shoot it at a high percentage, didn't hit any of his threes, right, but he was a pivotal force late. And he really did get the best of Jonathan Williams in a matchup of 2 6-foot-9 guys with multifaceted skill sets. And that was important. But again, you talked about Isaiah Hicks. And you're right. He didn't do a lot of work early. And it was like a lot of the same old Isaiah Hicks early. Where is this guy? I think I saw his face on a milk carton. As the game moved along, and in particular down the stretch, the big blocks, the big offensive rebounds, the big baskets. Because he was, as bad as Joel Berry II was, Isaiah Hicks was worse this tournament. Because we didn't see this guy. You know, we talked about at least Joel Berry II had one good game in this tournament. Coming into last night, Isaiah Hicks had no good games,
yeah,
in this tournament. He was awful, awful, awful. Those two stepping up, Justin Jackson being the usual rock, Gonzaga not taking advantage of some situations, and ultimately the huge lapses in concentration were the undoing. Because here's the realities. Neither team shooting well, and we talked about that. Gonzaga shot their free throws a little better, sinking 2 extra. Gonzaga did a better job from 3, 8 for 19, as opposed to 4 of 27. Now, it's also a testament to North Carolina. They actually won a game shooting 4 for 27 from deep.
Yeah.
Also a game where they only won the battle of the offensive boards by 3. And we talked about this. Even though I thought Gonzaga could mitigate a lot of Carolina's size, and to a great degree they did up until the end when it counted, we both thought they'd have an edge on the offensive, that Carolina would retain a lot more of their edge on the offensive glass because, for whatever reason, despite their size, Gonzaga doesn't clean up the defensive boards very well for some reason. I can't explain it, but it's just the way it is. But ultimately, when you boil this game down, and I know I've gone in a couple of different directions and I've taken a very circuitous route to get to the end here, but ultimately, when I look at this game, there's one thing I see that really spells the difference in a game where neither team shot well, neither offense executed particularly well. It was a foul-plagued affair and an ugly game. Gonzaga attempted 59 shots from the field. North Carolina attempted 73.
Yeah.
That, to me, ends up being the difference in this basketball game. How we got there, I don't know how much that matters. And we didn't get there the way North Carolina usually does, by dominating on the offensive glass, only having an edge of 3 offensive rebounds. It was 14 turnovers versus 4. That was the difference in this basketball game. And a lot of those turnovers came as a result of lapses of concentration by Gonzaga, particularly at the start of the second half, where this game really turned around.
If you're getting that many opportunities, eventually you're going to put something in the basket. And that was a stat that stuck out in a big-time way. You know, again, Gonzaga goes home saying, what if? And they got nobody to blame but themselves. They need to look in the mirror on this. Because, you know, again, Joe, and we talked about it. It's not a great North Carolina team. But they did enough. So Roy Williams gets his 3rd. And, you know, albeit
Carolina
from
the program gets their 6th.
Yep. And right. Albeit from a last-second shot, it could have been his 4th and back-to-back. But, hey, yeah. You know.
So they have 6 national titles, Carolina, another 5 runner-ups.
Yeah.
They've been in a national title game 11 times. Yeah. And as you said, Roy Williams now has his 3rd. I guess
Roy Williams is a great coach.
Is he on the Mount Rushmore of coaches? I mean, obviously, the Mount Rushmore of college basketball coaches, it starts with John Wooden. Coach K is next to him, correct?
Yeah.
Those are the 2 automatics. Who are the other 2? Is it Dean Smith with his, what did he have? Do you have 1 or 2, 2 national titles
two for national
Dean? They both
titles.
Came at the very end, right?
Right, yeah.
So is he the 3rd guy on Mount Rushmore in college basketball?
Yeah, you know, they got to expand the mountain. I mean, the reason why I say that, Joe, is, you know, look at the tournament now. It's 68 teams. Anybody can get to win a national championship, and we talk about this all the time in any sport. With the way the sports are expanded, to win a championship in any single sport, a championship specifically, is the single most difficult thing to do. More than individual stats, more than just compiling wins, more than anything, to get to the top of the mountain. You know, we've seen it with Super Bowls. We talk about Dan Marino all the time. You know, he always thought he was going to go back and go back regularly, and it never played out that way. It's just so difficult. So to quantify who belongs on that mountain is difficult to do. I think Dean fits there. Obviously, Coach K, as you said. Obviously, Coach Wooden. You know, if
Bobby
you wanna,
Knight maybe is the 4th.
Yeah. You know, he's got to be in the conversation as well. You know, how do you not put Geno up there, regardless of gender?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Geno's got to be up there, too. Pat Summitt should be in consideration. You know, it's Boeheim has to be talked about. You know, to answer your question, I went the circle route myself. Yeah, I think Roy goes there.
Okay.
I think so. I think that's fair.
You know, again, by definition, because you said expanding a Mount Rushmore, by definition, doing a Mount Rushmore means that you have 4. That's that's what makes a Mount Rushmore so challenging. Right. You know, you don't see anybody heading to the Dakotas to chip another head into Mount Rushmore.
Well, not yet. But, you know, my point was that, you know, in today's day and age, going from when the when the tournament was not even considered the premier tournament, you know, I mean, you want to take it back that far where the NIT overshadowed it, you know, and then the fact that they expanded the tournament and expanded the tournament and expanded the tournament, you know, it gets tougher and tougher and tougher. So it's difficult to quantify it. You know, when Wooden was ripping off championships, you know, 10 at a time. Yeah, it was a lot easier to just go, yeah, he's the head of the mountain. You know, these days to put four on a mountain, well, you know, I guess Roy and Dean both have to be there, but Calipari has to be talked about. You know, Boeheim has to be talked about. Izzo,
Calipari not yet so won national title.
No, I know, but Izzo has to be talked about, wouldn't you think? I believe he's one of the great college basketball coaches ever.
Well, you better get your hammer and chisel out because Mount Rushmore is going to have about 20 heads in it at the rate we're going.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's difficult to quantify. So, I mean, Roy belongs in that four. If you're going to put it four, it's Dean, it's Roy, it's Wooden. You know?
It's Kay.
Kay.
If I'm going four, I'm going Wooden, Coach Kay. Those are the two easy ones. I'll put Dean number three, and I got to put Robert Montgomery Knight.
All right.
If I'm doing four, those are the four for me.
Understandable.
You know, and then there's a next four. You know, it's the Mount Rushmore, you know, annex. And then there's, you know, Roy. What?
The sublet.
Yeah, the sublet. You know, then it's Roy and Izzo and Boeheim. You know, maybe Patino. Because of what he's done both in college and in the NBA, everybody forgets that he wasn't an abject failure by any stretch of the imagination with the Knicks.
Henry Iba.
Yes. You know, like I said, we could do an entire mountain range full of these heads.
And, but I mean, you know, two championships and never lost an international game until he lost to the Russians.
He didn't lose that game.
And
either,
he didn't lose that one either. Right.
You know, there's one of the cases where I will take the officials to task and say that they did cost them the game, you know, because there was never any corruption in the Olympics. It was always above board.
Yeah.
We'll tie a bow around hour one, Bob. Get ready for a big hour two where we're going to talk Patrick Ewing, Tony Romo, and go inside the numbers. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply and promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. And Joe, you sent me a text saying that you had something interesting to finish the hour with.
Oh, I sure do, Bob. And it's thanks to our good friend Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net. Dave Bliss resigns as the head basketball coach of Southwestern Christian College. And the university accepted his resignation just a couple of days after the Showtime documentary on the Baylor basketball scandal aired. Now, I guess why I'm so taken with this. Did Southwestern Christian University not know who Dave Bliss was when they hired him? And were they completely unaware of the basketball scandal at Baylor that disgraced Dave Bliss, and rightfully so, that suddenly this fine Christian university decided that Dave Bliss needed to resign after seeing the documentary? Now, I talked on another program, on another network, I talked to the producer of the documentary. And not surprisingly, the documentary paints Dave Bliss in an unflattering light. But could you have painted him in any more of an unflattering light than he already did in wake of the scandal? So, you know, here's the statement from the university. Their commitment to seeking new leadership in a manner that is consistent with the university's beliefs, standards, and policies as a duty of our Christian heritage of providing value-driven education and accountability to our stakeholders and the public good. Well, you knew what you were getting when you were hiring a guy. All of a sudden, because a documentary comes out, he no longer met your moral fiber? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, hypocrisy reigns supreme no matter where you are in this world, my friend.
And there you go. I just wanted to get that out. Thanks to Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSport.net. Sports.net for breaking that story. Hour one is in the books. Hour two is going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk Georgetown. We'll talk Tony Romo. And we'll go inside the numbers. That's all next. And it's right after this short timeout here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That's the Russian president speaking to reporters yesterday about the terrorist attack in the St. Petersburg subway. Later, the White House says he had a phone call with President Trump, during which Trump offered Russia the full support of the U.S. government in responding to that blast and expressed condolences to the victims and the Russian people. Authorities say the suicide bomber responsible was a 22-year-old Russian citizen from Kyrgyzstan. The bombing killed 14 people and injured 50 others. As the full Senate starts debating the Supreme Court nomination of federal Judge Neil Gorsuch today, a handful of Democrats say they'll vote for him.
But we're obviously disappointed that the overwhelming majority of them are still playing politics with the nation's highest court.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer on the fact that Democrats are going to filibuster Gorsuch, meaning Republicans will probably have to change the rules to get him confirmed. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast. Won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
There are reports that at least 60 people have died in an apparent chemical attack in northern Syria just hours ago. Here's more from Sharon Reed.
The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the dead include 11 children. Opposition activists say the attack is among the worst poison gas attacks in Syria's six-year civil war.
The activists reporting it say the gas was spread by an airstrike launched either by Syria's government forces or Russian warplanes. ESPN's reporting today that Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo is about to call it a career and he plans to go into broadcasting. Romo turns 37 later this month. He's been hampered by injuries for the past few seasons.
I'm just glad it's over with and we got the W. That's it. That's it, man.
That's a North Carolina Tar Heels fan after last night's NCAA men's basketball title game. Goes to UNC, beating Gonzaga 71-65. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206. That's 1-800-379-2206.
Information about your online behavior can now be sold legally, only you're not the one who will be making any money from it. President Trump signing a bill wiping out privacy rules, which had been created by the FCC last year. It means internet companies can sell the browsing histories of customers without their knowledge or permission. There's a report out today on the nation's most stressed out states. Here are the details from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Personal finance website WalletHub determined Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi are the three most stressful states in the country. West Virginia and Kentucky rounded out the top five. The website determined its rankings by evaluating factors that stress people when it comes to work, money, family, and personal health, state divorce rates, crime rates, and average credit scores. Minnesota is considered the least stressed state, followed by North Dakota, Iowa, South Dakota, and Utah.
A New Jersey girl's got a stressful decision to make that, well, we should all be so lucky. She's been accepted into all eight Ivy League colleges she applied to.
Ifeoma Whitethorpe wants to study biology and was accepted to Harvard through early action. She figured she'd go there, but then the 17-year-old Denville girl got into all the other Ivies, and now she's not sure what she's going to do. The Morris Hills High School student, who's class president and an academic superstar, says she'll likely follow the money trail, so if anyone is offering financial support, Ifeoma is listening.
That's Sarah Lee Kessler, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We love our affiliates. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. The various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody better to talk to you about it than Mr. Joe Spano.
I think you said it very, very well, Bob. And there are so many ways to take Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart Radio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of, all with a wealth of on-demand content, and all with a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, we're very committed to our relationship with the American Forces Network. We love the guys and girls that serve this country. We have the opportunity, fortunately, to meet a lot of them, especially when we do Army, Navy, and it's just an extraordinary group of young men and young women who protect us every single day. And for our listeners, you need to be appreciative of that. It's not a given. It's not a granted. Don't take it for granted.
Very well said, Bob. Hour two, the focus is going to be Patrick Ewing and his hire as the Georgetown Hoyas head man, Tony Romo, and what looks like his impending retirement. And then we'll go inside the numbers. That's all next in this hour here on the Spano and Black Attack. So you be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat-screen TV, a high-capacity, ultra-quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And at center, at 17 from Georgetown, number 33, co-captain Patrick Hill.
And there you go. Patrick Ewing,
head
coach of the Georgetown Hoyas. And, Bob, I guess it's a long time coming that Patrick Ewing gets a head coaching job. He had hoped, I think, originally that it would be in the NBA, as he spent a decade and a half as an assistant coach, starting out as one of those big man specialist coaches, slowly moving up the ranks. And I'd say over the last 5 years or so, he's been that lead assistant, one chair over from the head man. And it was logical that at some point, either an NBA team or a college program would hire Patrick Ewing as a head coach, as he's been groomed for, as he's been grooming himself for this for quite some time. And now the Georgetown Hoyas, looking for a direction and looking to replicate the success that they had under John Thompson Jr., have reached into their past, lineage to John Thompson Jr., but they brought in the greatest Hoya to ever play at Georgetown, Patrick Ewing, to try and revisit that success and rejuvenate this program.
Yeah, 100% all the way around in everything you said, Joe. Opportunity has not been there for Patrick Ewing. He's paid his dues. He's been the lead assistant. He's been the big man coach. He's been the third assistant, the second assistant, the video guy, the guy that goes out for – he's done everything. And considering this is a Hall of Fame basketball player, and rightfully so, this isn't a debatable Hall of Fame basketball player. He's a Hall of Fame basketball player. I expected this opportunity to come in the NBA a while ago. He interviewed for jobs. He just never got the jobs. And now Georgetown, after finally getting rid of John Thompson III, and rightfully so – reaches out to the past, to the glory days, to get Patrick Ewing. I'm glad he's getting the opportunity. You and I have no idea whatsoever if he is going to be a good head coach. But this opportunity is deserved. It's earned. It's not just because of the legacy. And Georgetown, after flirting with people outside of the history of their program, because they reached out to a number of people before Patrick Ewing, decided, well, maybe Patrick won't be a bad choice. and they're going the way St. John's did with Chris Mullen. And hopefully for Patrick Ewing's sake, he can regenerate the success of the past glory years of the Georgetown Hoyas.
You know, Bob, I think you said it well. We don't know if this is going to be a successful hire, but it's certainly a logical hire and probably the right choice. You know, we've talked about it a lot. These inner city programs that once had great success in the world of college basketball, they are all struggling, whether it be St. John's, and they're all Big East programs. I mean, there are others that are inner city programs that are also struggling. But I mean, the ones that came to my mind when I talked about them, when I talk about these inner city programs that are no longer having great success after having lengthy glory days, it's St. John's, which always used to win New York, and that was their recruiting base. They weren't really a program that did much or any national recruiting. It was all about New York. DePaul, which was all about Chicago. And Georgetown was about D.C., Northern Virginia, and Southern Maryland. And none of those three programs win those respective areas. And John Thompson III wasn't able to win those areas. And the program had some success under him in the, you know, in the early years of his tenure. But the realities are, were they ever a top 30 team in his time there? They really haven't been a truly relevant program that made deep runs through the NCAA tournament since John Thompson Jr. So to hire a guy that has spent a decade and a half coaching at the NBA level, the only thing missing from the resume is a head coaching job, is no doubt one of the 50 greatest players in NBA history and an unquestioned Hall of Famer, and is the greatest player in your program's history, who better to try and recapture that recruiting success in D.C., Northern Virginia, and Southern Maryland than Patrick Ewing? Will it work? I don't know that we know if it's going to work, but where else were you going to go? Who else was out there, Bob, that would have been a viable candidate and would have had maybe as good of or better chance at successfully recruiting? We don't know if Patrick Ewing can be a head coach, but I think a lot of this is going to start with winning that recruiting battle. And there may be more established college head coaches that were available out there that maybe, you know, might be better head coaches. But the question is, would they win the recruiting battle? I think the best chance of winning that recruiting battle is with Patrick Ewing. Again, we don't know if it's going to work, but we think that. Yeah. I think we both agree that's the best chance. And the funny thing about college basketball, if you can recruit, even if you can't coach on game day, you can still have success. Go look at what they do at Florida State. If you could find me a worse coach on the sidelines than Leonard Hamilton, unless you're looking at your rec league or our local high school, I dare you. But Leonard Hamilton can recruit, and he can get quality athletes and basketball players to go to Tallahassee. So even if Patrick Ewing can't coach his way out of a paper bag, if he can get a bunch of quality basketball players and athletes to go to Georgetown, they'll be a lot more relevant than they've been. So from that standpoint, it would seem to be a sound hire, because when Patrick Ewing sits in the living room, well, the kids may not know who Patrick is because he spent a decade and a half in anonymity on the sidelines as an assistant coach. But sometimes in recruiting, you don't necessarily recruit the kid. You recruit the parent or parents. Well, there's a pretty good chance the parents will know who Patrick Ewing is. And that may be the leg up in recruiting that helps him win D.C. and win Northern Virginia and win Southern Maryland.
Yep. And, you know, when it started to surface that he possibly was going to get this job, I talked to a couple people who said he was already reaching out to assistants who are well-known recruiters who know the D.C. area, New York area, because he's going to recruit there as well, which will be fun, him going up against Chris Mullen to get some of the primetime candidates, and Jim Boeheim worked into that mix. And, you know, he's going to surround himself with good people. The biggest thing here, because it's going to be perceived as a John Thompson Jr. hire, he just needs to be his own man, Joe. You know, we've talked about it for years. He's earned this spot. This isn't like he just got plucked out of the sky because he played basketball at Georgetown and won a ring. This is because of the fact that he's been patrolling the sidelines for over a decade now in various different forms, and he won the ring, and he's a legacy at Georgetown, and all the things that we talked about. To me, unless he's just completely inept at X's and O's, and I don't see that, to be completely honest, I think this is going to end up being a pretty good hire. Will it bring them back to national prominence? I don't know on a year-in, year-out basis. But I do know it's going to shake some trees. And you know, again, with the background, with the foundation, with the platform that he's been able to establish over his time in coaching, as well as his time in playing, I think it's the best possible hire they could have made, with the exception of maybe Shaka Smart, who they also reached out to.
Yeah, but Shaka Smart's not going there.
Well, I know. They said, you know, but they did reach out to him.
Well, if you could get Shaka Smart because of his success at VCU, well, maybe that's better. I don't know. But, you know, the only other option would have been like a Fran Dunphy, who just got dismissed from Temple. Great coach, but no particular Washington, D.C. roots. So, again, this was the sound hire. It makes sense. Whether it works, that remains to be seen. We'll tie a bow around this discussion and roll into Tony Romo next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281.
800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
John Thompson the second bringing us back in. No, maybe not. You know, finishing up the Patrick Ewing talk, Joe, just the right hire at the right time, and whether or not it works out remains to be seen. You can't go much further than that. I think he'll be able to recruit. I think he'll surround himself with good people. I think his experience on the NBA level will pay off to a certain level because I think he's prepared as he could possibly be to be a head basketball coach. But whether he's a good head basketball coach remains to be seen.
Yeah. Well said, Bob. There's really not a thing I can add because, you know, a lot of his success remains to be seen, you know, whether he has any. But Georgetown's done the best thing that they could possibly do to try and move this program forward and recapture the success of the glory days. So we'll see how it works. It's going to take some time. Program hasn't been relevant in a long time, and they've been a sub-500 team the last several years. You're going to have to give Patrick Ewing some time to upgrade the talent in D.C. So give him some time. Let him recruit a few classes. Leave him alone. Have some patience. And you'll find out what he has.
You think if he dyes his hair and loses 40, he could suit up?
Well, they'll know that he has no eligibility left. Because he's not a, you know, obviously being Patrick Ewing, he's not a well-guarded secret.
I'm a freshman. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. The world's oldest freshman, Roddy Dangerfield, and back to school. Can you join a diving team? Then you, I knew a guy who used to do this dive in Atlantic City. You're looking at him.
Yeah, triple Lindy.
Triple Lindy. Wait, you got it all wrong. What do we sell? Widgets.
It's a widget.
The business class was great. Well, you got to grease it. You got to grease the
Dr. Bombay.
Thornton Mellon. What a great movie. What do you say we talk about Tony Romo? And it looks like the Dallas Cowboys were about to designate him a post-June 1st cut and release him. And once that happens, Tony Romo plans to retire. Strange but true. This story's bizarre.
Yeah.
I want to play more football. I want to play more football. I want to play more football. Cowboys hang on to him as long as they can to try and engineer a trade. And the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos hold firm that, well, we're not actually trading for the brittle Tony Romo and his gigantic salary. And we're not even going to give up a mid or late round pick. Again, I think I was of the mindset that Houston should have just taken care of this because it's go for it now. And you were of the same mindset. That said, they didn't. They held fast. The Cowboys finally realized and relented and said, well, we can't keep him here. And if we designate him a post-June 1st cut, but do it now, he can go out and look for work, and we can split his cap hit over the next two seasons. And because we have a terrible salary cap situation now and later. So let's split it amongst 2 years. So now he's finally getting what he wants, and now he's going to decide to go into television. It's a very, very bizarre situation that I don't know if these reports are accurate. Or is he trying to, I don't know what the motivation is here, but I think it would be fair to say if he does initially sign a deal in television, not long after that, when the first quarterback gets hurt, the calls are going to be coming for Tony Romo hot and heavy, and he may dust himself off a la Tim Tebow in the past and in the present to go play baseball. And I don't know that this is a retirement that I believe because Tony doesn't seem committed to this or anything else right now. I'm kind of confused.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the only problem with that theory, and I mean, I agree he could still have the itch when it's all said and done, but you have
might
to learn
hurt himself scratching it.
Well, you have to learn a system.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the other aspect of it. It's not like he would be let's put it this way. I think the only place, if this is true that he's looking to go into TV, I think the only place he would go if that kind of scenario painted out would be back to Dallas.
Well, he knows that system.
If Dak Prescott went down. Because I can't – look, the opportunity is there for him to go to two very good, very well-stocked rosters, theoretically, if all the rumors were true, in Denver and Houston. And so why not do it now if you're going to do it? You know, anybody else that's out there, unless Tom Brady goes down in New England, but they got their own backup plans. So the only thing that I could see where, if this is truth and he's made this decision, and, you know, Schefter's reporting that as early as sometime today, there might be an announcement from a network involving Tony Romo. So obviously something has been going on behind the scenes. He's done. And you know, we talked about the inability or lack of desire of Houston to just give up a draft pick to get him. You know, that ultimately, football aside, probably ended up costing them. Because had they pulled the trigger on it earlier when Jerry Jones decided not to cut him initially, chances are pretty good Tony Romo would have gone to Houston and said, all right, get me invested in this. Let's go. Let me learn the system, blah, blah, blah. And the broadcasting options probably would have never come up. With an additional 6 weeks to contemplate on it and talk to his wife and look at his kids every day and get whatever offer it ends up being from the networks, I would assume it would be $1 million+ to go on to a network. He said to himself, well, you know, I've made $120 million in cash each. I'm going to be getting $1 million+ a year, whatever the number ends up being, to not get beat up. This doesn't sound so bad.
I guess. I mean, I thought he wanted to win that Super Bowl so bad, and the Texans would have given him an opportunity to do that. So I guess the Texans will make their drive to the Super Bowl with Macho Man Tom Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Can you dig it?
Yeah.
Snap into a Slim Jim. Well, hopefully he doesn't snap like a twig, but.
Yeah, well. But, I mean, I get it. You know, when you waste time, and that's what organizations did in the case of Tony Romo, they wasted time.
Well, you know, a lot of this is on Jerry Jones, too. Yeah. You know what he did, right? You realize what he did based on the premise of your theory, which makes sense. Well, if we hang on to him, he'll tire, and now we won't have to worry about him going someplace else and having success. So basically what they did is wait out Tony Romo, and now they don't have to worry. They'll release him, and he'll go be on TV. So they don't have to worry about being haunted in state, especially by the shadow of Tony Romo and the success that he could have or might have in Houston, especially if he does have that success. So I guess a well-orchestrated waiting game by Jerry and Stephen Jones.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know, again, we talked about the ups and downs, keeping him, letting him go, financial ramifications and all of these things, but you know, based on kind of your theory and your premise of nobody moving and being aggressive and Jerry and Steven hanging back, maybe they played the waiting game and said, you know what? If we do this right, we won't have to be haunted by Tony Romo going someplace else and having success, because if we drag our feet, the only someplace else he'll go is a TV booth, and he won't haunt us there.
Right. But, I mean, it speaks to what we were talking about, though, and you know, your theory is sound in part, but you know, the, I don't know if you looked at the ESPN article, but they said, you know, well, one NFL executive who evidently isn't paying attention said via text that Romo was now every team's emergency backup quarterback in case your starter gets hurt. Well, that makes absolutely no sense, because if he could have gone to two teams where he would have been an immediate starter and made them a Super Bowl contender. So he's not anybody's backup plan. At least not if you're thinking. He's one team's backup plan. That's Dallas. If Jerry Jones makes a phone call, if Dak Prescott gets hurt, Tony Romo could go back to the Dallas Cowboys. That's the only scenario out there anymore. He made his choice.
I'm inclined to agree with you. If he if he said nothing and hung tight and waited for his release and was going through suitors, you know, I'd be inclined to agree. But as you said, you know, this is not a guy who was put on his couch, not of his own volition, and a la a Vinny Testaverde or some of these other guys from the past where they got off the couch. You know, Tony Romo's putting himself out to pasture.
Right.
Nobody said he has to leave. So based on that premise, again, I guess you're right. He's nobody's backup quarterback, except maybe the Cowboys should Dak get hurt. Oh, by the way, talk about not learning from your mistakes. I understand, you know, now you move on from Tony Romo and you have a younger, more than likely more durable quarterback in Dak Prescott as your starting quarterback. But fluke things happen and freak things happen. What happens if he gets hurt? Guess who their backup is right now? Talk about not learning from the past. Any guesses?
Yeah.
Kellen Moore. So we're right back where we started from. And for some reason, from what I hear, the organization loves Kellen Moore. I don't know what there is to love about Kellen Moore, but...
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, no knock on Kellen Moore, but, you know, I think he's the modern-day Steve Walsh as far as arm strength. What do you want me to say? I understand your cap situation's not great, but go out and get a Ryan Fitzpatrick or one of these, you know, journeyman veterans where, at least if I put them out there, their season's not completely over. Kellen Moore out there, the season is over. Jim Murphy, sportsbettingexperts.com, joins us next. We'll go inside the numbers. No flipping.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Let's go out to the guest line and bring in from sportsbettingexperts.com, Mr. Jim Murphy. Jim, welcome to the program. Great to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Let's dive right in. NBA and NHL playoffs are right around the corner. And let's talk about some strategies and some teams to watch and some teams that you may find may be some potential good values and put you in a position to make some bucks.
Yeah, well, the way I usually like to do futures, I usually like to get involved with them earlier in the year when you can find some value on teams. I like to look for good teams that have kind of underachieved in the first part of the season. The NBA is interesting this year because there's really only three teams that are, at least the odds makers, are giving a legitimate chance of winning, and that's Golden State, Cleveland, and San Antonio. And it's those three guys and everyone else in terms of the betting line. I think one of the things I would try to do is just look for some of the teams, the second or third tier teams, like the Clippers or even the Utah Jazz. As a native of Salt Lake City, that's a team I'd like to see do well. The Jazz are available at 40-1, and that's a real good team at a real good price at this stage of the year. It's kind of hard to see the one of the big three not winning the title, but if you have a team at 40-1, that sets up a lot of interesting hedge opportunities down the road.
And, you know, you talk about these hedge opportunities, and we'll get back to that in a second, but let's kind of double back. SportsBettingExperts.com. What makes your site unique in comparison to the proliferation of gaming and gambling expertise websites out there? What separates Jim Murphy and SportsBettingExperts.com from the herd?
One thing, I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been on both sides of the counter. I've consulted for offshore books. I've been a bettor. I've been a handicapper. I've done a radio show. And they kind of give me free rein with a lot of the content. I spend a lot of the time doing odds on interesting and unusual events, anywhere from the Nobel Peace Prize to a couple of days ago I did odds on RuPaul's Drag Queen reality show. And I'll put our novelty odds and our non-sports odds up against anyone. And, I've read a lot of the other sites, and, there are some good ones out there. A lot of them are just basically keyword clickbait for SEO purposes, and ours isn't. Ours is some very entertaining, very unique, very insightful content. One thing I will point out, we did a lot of political coverage, and we had it pegged that the polling was incorrect in September. So I think that's pretty solid analysis.
Now, you talked about getting into some non-sports wagering and, forecasting the odds and the lines in different non-sports things. Now, how much different is that expertise than, say, trying to set lines and trying to beat the numbers in sports wagering? Take us through that a little bit, because that sounds a little unique, a little unusual, and a little different.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, you're just kind of coming up with probabilities and putting numbers to them. How you get the information is a little different. We'll talk about RuPaul's Drag Queen show. Obviously, that's not really an area of my expertise, but there's plenty of people online who, that's really with any reality show, they're passionate about it. So you kind of go to secondhand analysis and, read what people think, as opposed to sports where you kind of go with more of a straight statistical approach. You kind of factor in a little bit of the public perception, but that's one of the things I really enjoy about sports betting experts is, like I said, they give me free rein, and I can kind of do a little more creative stuff. Really after 20 years of doing power ratings every day on sports, it's just kind of fun to have a little variety at hand.
And, you know, moreover, one of the unique things about your site is you help gamblers find some of the best recommended sports books based on payout and odds and lines and everything else. And go into that a little bit, because the difference between a high-quality sports book and a low-quality sports book with margins as small as they are in gaming between winning and losing can be the difference between being profitable and being a loser.
Right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, that is something that I do have a lot of input in as far as which sports books we recommend. Actually, I did all the reviews. They're not just boilerplate that the books send us. You know, I looked at all the sites. I did all the reviews. In most cases, I'm very familiar with the books, and in the majority of the cases, the people that run them. You know, it's kind of the thing where you kind of know who's going to pay you and who's not. The books that have been around for 15 years through thick and thin, those are the ones I kind of gravitate toward. But there are new books, good new books coming online all the time. And the U.S. player still doesn't have it as good as, say, the European player. But we're getting more options every month.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting. The European player and, you know, they do have a distinct advantage as far as the scope of the betting opportunities, the ease in which they get paid, and some of the other things. But, you know, let's go into some industry trends. Is the market in the United States loosening up, and is it going to start replicating Europe a little more in that, you know, there are a lot more bets you can make in Europe than you can make here in the United States? As an example, in Europe, they'll actually take bets on, and they have odds on things like professional wrestling, which, you know, it's a real sport in the sense that the combat and the physicality is real. But the outcomes are choreographed. In the United States, it's a lot harder to find a book that will accept wagering on something like professional wrestling where the outcome is choreographed, because if you have somebody inside of, say, World Wrestling Entertainment who it maybe is a writer or has an insight into the writer meetings, you'll know how they book the product. And I would think that would be a great risk to a sports book of getting cleaned out. So, you know, take us through the differences between the European model and the American model as far as sports books, and dive into some of the trends we're starting to see today in sports gaming in this country.
I'm 10 years ago, I've been a lot more bullish on where we would have been today than I am now. That's kind of, I spent a lot of time in Las Vegas, and I've kind of given up on their sports betting marketplace. There's really not much incentive to improve it. Legacy casino companies are happy with the status quo, and they don't want to innovate. They don't want to make any changes. The changes are coming at the margins. There's a lot of books now that accept Bitcoin, which makes it a lot easier for U.S. players to get money back and forth. We are getting a lot more variety in terms of bets. We're still way behind Europe. You can bet on anything from badminton to darts to the gender of Prince William's next kid. But we are getting more options in terms of U.S. players. I did a lot of media in the past few days on WrestleMania, which was really a pretty big betting event. There are a lot of books that take action on it. They don't take big bets on it. Usually it's like a $100, $200 limit. So they're kind of well aware of the potential of getting cleaned out by inside information, and they try to protect against it.
Now, I was going to say, in Europe, will they take bigger bets on, and I'm looking at your WrestleMania 33 article, and you actually went back and chronicled WrestleMania 1 within the article. That said, in Europe, will they take larger bets on WWE events and events like WrestleMania despite that risk?
Not really. They're very well aware of the risk of insiders using their information to their advantage, and you know they do a good job protecting their bottom line. And WrestleMania, it's just it's kind of like what a casual recreational player will do with the NFL. It's just fun to have a little extra interest in the product you're watching, and usually a couple hundred dollar wager on that'll do it.
All right, so there's no chance of me cleaning up domestically or abroad because I know somebody who, on the writing team or on the booking committee at either the WWE or Impact Wrestling.
No, it's funny. I guess about a decade or so ago, TNA was a couple of books were offering odds on the weekly TNA show, which was a pay-per-view at that point. And I'm not going to mention names, but a friend of mine was a fraternity brother with a kind of a mid-level TNA wrestler. And we kind of got the outcomes before the fact. And like I said, we weren't able to clean up, but you know, it was an extra $50 here or there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad thing. I know quite a few people that write these products and book this. You know, if I get some 411, I could be rich. That said, you know, start of the Major League Baseball season is here. Uh-huh. And, you know, and again, we're joined by Jim Murphy from sportsbettingexperts.com. And we're kind of going inside the numbers. And, you know, before we run, we're going to really get some detail on the site. Again, what makes it so unique. Start of Major League Baseball season is here. I've always been of the mindset that betting on Major League Baseball, if you have the stones to lay juice, is maybe the best way to make money in sports gaming. What say you about that, number one? And number two, what do you see as some good opportunities? Today's not a particularly good game because there's only one game on the slate.
Right.
But what do you see as some good opportunities in the early season in Major League Baseball?
Well, Major League Baseball, it's I was talking to a friend of mine, and he had had a big parlay on yesterday's baseball card that he ended up pushing at the last minute as opposed to losing. And really, the whole idea of early season baseball, as I was telling him, I still have nightmares about it. And it's just a very chaotic time of year. And if you pay really close attention to the product, and especially the pitching, you can find good value. In general, this stage of the year, I would be looking to go against the Cubs in Boston, not for any other reason than they're overvalued at this point. You kind of see that. The Cubs in Boston are overvalued every year. They're public teams. The public loved them. They've loved to bet the Cubs even when they weren't any good. And those are the teams I look to go against. I kind of like looking at some of the bottom feeders that might be making progress, like Atlanta, for example, or teams at that level. You know, they may be making an incremental step up, and that's where you can kind of find value, these teams that everybody has written off prematurely. And you saw it with Houston a couple of years ago. They went from doormat to playoff contender in the span of about a year. And if you got ahead of that, which was really pretty easy to do, you had a good opportunity to not only win some games, but win them at good prices. And that's what I usually try to do during the early part of the Major League Baseball season.
Now, UFC 210 is right around the corner. Take us through this and what you're seeing from a betting and gaming perspective on UFC 210 as far as the numbers and the betting opportunities here.
It's funny, I really don't follow UFC close. For a while, I was writing about UFC and boxing full-time, so I'm fairly knowledgeable about the sport. I really don't follow it closely for betting purposes anymore, and that's what I found interesting. I knew the Daniel Cormier-Anthony Johnson fight was the headliner, and my expectation when I started doing a little research for my appearance today was that I was going to find Cormier's like a minus 125, minus 150 favorite. But that wasn't the case. They've got most books have Anthony Johnson as like a minus 120, 125 favorite. And to be honest, I can't figure out why. He's had three very impressive wins over guys in their late 30s, Glover Teixeira, Ryan Bader, and Jimmy, I can't remember Jimmy's last name. I want to say Jimi Hendrix, but obviously that's not it. So, I don't really see anything that special that Johnson's done since he was choked out by Cormier a couple years ago, and I was just frankly almost shocked that Cormier is not favored in that fight. So that's a fight I'm actually going to go put a wager on before that happens. And I was shocked by that. I just think Cormier obviously took care of him before. His only loss is a decision loss to John Jones, and that's not really anything to be ashamed of. And I just think he's the superior fighter with more ways to win the fight. And Johnson's got to knock him out to win, and I just don't see that happening.
45 seconds, because I'm getting up against it here. Sportsbettingexperts.com. Why do I need to go there? And what separates you guys from every other gaming and forecasting website on the internet?
For one thing, the quality of our information. Now, like I said, I've been doing this for 20 years in all phases of the game, and we're not out. looking to take advantage of anyone. We provide good information, and I like to think very entertaining information. We're always doing new things, and they're always making improvements to the site on the technical end. And they give me free rein to do the content. And you're gonna find odds at our site, analysis at our site that you simply will not find anywhere else on the planet in terms of sports betting.
Jim, thanks so much for a few. I promise we'll do it again real soon. Really appreciated it. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. Looking forward to coming back.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Jim Murphy, sportsbettingexperts.com, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. When we come back, we'll tie a bow around this Monday, this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to tie a bow around this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. This is a hello and goodbye exit as we come back and we're very quickly leaving. Our thanks to Jim Murphy from sportsbettingexperts.com for joining us. We thank all of you. Want to give thanks to Robert for pushing all the right buttons some of the time. But we're getting up against it here. You know, we recapped the men's college basketball national finals. We talked about Patrick Ewing going to Georgetown and Tony Romo going to the TV booth. Tomorrow we'll have all kinds of fun, frivolity, and silliness on a hump day edition of The Attack, along with the latest sports news and opinions. Again, Thanks to Robert. Thanks to Jim Murphy. Thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Till we do it again tomorrow, I'm Joe Spano for Bob Black. Good day, all. We'll be right back.